since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternative universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, and once again, joining us now by phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got out a scalpel, and he's about to do a sin-ectomy.
Okay.
No anesthesia, just right. Cut right in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, all right, good. Yeah. That sounds great. All right, listen, buddy. Today we're going to talk about abstinence-only sex education.
Oh, Mark,
what?
Please. If you're going to be a potty mouth, I'm going to have to leave.
Wait, no, I'm just talking about President Bush's enthusiastic support for programs that teach teenagers that abstinence is the only way to deal with sex. Come on.
All right. Well, Mark, for years, community and church leaders have taught us that the only way to properly enjoy sexual relations is to refrain from having it.
That's
just talking about it gives me unwholesome urges.
That's ridiculous. that's ridiculous. Is it realistic to expect teenagers to completely suppress their sexual feelings, Lawton?
Mark, our great nation was built on the suppression of sexual feelings. Do you think our forefathers could have slaughtered the Indians if they'd been thinking about sex all the time?
Come on.
No, if they'd had MTV back then, we'd all be speaking Iroquois now.
What are you talking about? That's completely nuts. It's crazy. What are you talking about?
Teenagers never used to think about sex, Mark. It was only when teachers started telling them about condoms.
Oh, my God.
That they became the sex-crazed savages that we have today.
What are you crazy? Listen, buddy, these are facts. Listen to me. These are the facts. Studies have shown that students who receive abstinence-only education show no difference in the rate of pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases, all right? And there's some concern that the abstinence-only students who do end up having sex are actually less educated about how to do it safely. What is wrong? The bottom line is, buddy, if we shouldn't abstain from... Look, the bottom line is, look, we should not abstain from knowledge. Ignorance is not the answer.
Well, thanks for the lecture, Dr. Kinsey.
All right.
Should the teens of today be ignorant of the fact that they can get a sexually transmitted disease from sweating too much? That's completely true. Or that they can get pregnant for touching someone through their clothes.
Look, that's exactly the kind of ignorance I'm talking about.
That's
ignorance.
A fact.
It's not a fact.
Oh, really? Well, it just so happens Bill Fritz, the licensed MD, believes all those things. Now, would an actual medical doctor say it if it weren't true?
He would if that medical doctor happened to be the Senate Majority Leader and had to promote an ignorant conservative agenda in order to maintain his power, sir.
Oh, well, Mark, that is so disrespectful.
Oh, come on.
And that's just that's what this all comes down to is respect. Look, when I was just a freckle-faced young teen at Jefferson Davis High School, there was a young girl named Mary Lou Wilkins.
Yeah.
And I took a fancy to her.
Oh.
But do you think I was disrespectful enough to engage in filthy, liberal, unnatural, delicious sexual relations with her?
I'm guessing no.
Well, you're darn right. I was very respectful with her. So respectful, I never asked her out. I was too afraid.
Oh, no.
I want chance at happiness, and I blew it. I'll never know what it is to love and be loved. I'm so repressed. Give me strength, Lord. Harder.
Dude, take it easy. Pull yourself together. Pull yourself together, all right? I've been there. I know what you're saying. We've all been there, all right? Adolescent heartbreak is a very common thing, and it never really goes away. It's okay, man.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right, man. Absolutely. Most humans live their whole lives in a state of loneliness, yearning, and bitter romantic disappointment. What's up?
Really?
Yeah.
Condoms are bad, Mark.
Oh,
tool of the devil.
All right, I thought we were making a breakthrough.
It's the devil's rubber.
All right. All right. We'll be right back.
God loves you. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. I got to go. Thank you.
All right.
See you later, Lon. Wow. Man, I felt his heart there for a second, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the monster comes back.